You stop last time?
I don't
know. The king back was kicked out of Jannah and he was crying. He first went where?
The bathroom, right?
And then, after he went to the bathroom, he looked around and he said, oh, this place is not as good as Jannah. Oh, I want to go back to Jannah. I want to go back to Jannah. Here I have to plant my own food. I have to raise my own cattle. I have to build my own house. I have to wash my own dishes. Oh my God, I want to go back to Jannah. I want to go back to Jannah.
But it is too late now. He's out of Jannah. He's on earth.
Then he started to live on earth and getting to humans, getting to know earth, getting to know the caves and the mountains and the rivers and the jungles and the forests. And he started, you know, figuring out how to make a living. And then he and Eve started having children. They used to have twins, a boy and a girl together. Twin. Boy one, girl one. Boy two, girl two. Boy three, girl three. And because that is the first family, how are they going to get married? The boy will marry his own sister? Not his twin sister, but a sister from another birth, right? You got it? But this is the only family on earth, and that was the only way to get married. So they got married. And they got a lot of children. They got somebody who looked Chinese, they think. And they got somebody who looked Mexican. They got somebody who looked white. And they got somebody who looked black. And they got somebody who looked Algerian. And they got somebody who looked Palestinian and Jordanian. All kinds of people. Because, remember, the angel got a piece from everywhere. He got a piece from the mother of the earth from everywhere. Two boys in particular they had, okay, those two boys, one of them, his name is Qabil. His name is what? Qabil was a bad guy, has a mean heart, and he wasn't nice or kind at all. And the other boy, his name was Habil. Habil was sweet and having a golden heart, and he loves everybody. Everybody loves to play with who? Habil. Everybody welcomes who? Habib. Everybody don't like Habib. Habib is mean. He enjoys being mean. He feels power over people when he is more mean and more mean. And people have to swallow his meanness. You don't want to get... Do you like Habib? Who likes Habib? Nobody likes Habib. Habib, everybody you want to play with. Now, Habib noticed that. And they were coming right after each other. So one was born, and the other one was born over his head. So Qabil was born, and right before Qabil is 1 year, guess who was born? Habib. Since they are young, guess who is getting the love of Baba and Mama? Habib. Guess who is getting the attention of Papa and Mama? Habib. And guess who is getting so jealous and mad? Qabil started eating his fingers, jealous. Why? Everybody wants to play with Habil. Nobody wants to play with Qabil. That even makes Habil more jealous. Every time Habil plays with someone, you know, they are happy and they're having a good time. But Qabil, every time he plays with somebody, what happens? A fight will start and that person will just leave and that person doesn't want to come back. And doesn't want to play with Qabil anymore. Qabil is the mean guy, right? He's mean, like this mean guy, right? So, what happened? Qabil started developing jealousy. Jealousy, when it starts in the heart, it starts little. Jealousy starts what? Little. If you let it grow, then what happens? It makes you not human anymore. It makes you what? Like an animal, like a monster. Because it makes you so angry that when you are angry, you act like a monster. You wanna do something that is not
you know, that is not human, right? And that's what happened. Guess the jealousy turned Qabil into what? Into a monster. You know what did he end up doing? He ended up holding a big rock, going over the head of his brother when he was sleeping, and doing what with the rock? He dropped the rock on his head. Smashed his head like a tomato. Would a human do that? No, that's a monster. Who turned, what turned a human into a monster? What?
Jealousy.
Now, jealousy wouldn't turn a human into a monster right away. Because jealousy starts on what? New little born baby. If you feed the jealousy and let it grow and grow and grow, it makes you a monster. But if you, okay, if you kill the jealousy when it is small and little and still newborn, then it will disappear from your heart. So if you feel jealous, what are you going to do? Take the jealousy out of your heart like this. Jealousy, get out! And throw it in the trash. Say, I'm not going to get jealous. Now Qabil, here's the problem. Qabil didn't do that. When the shaitan make him feel jealous, he let the jealousy grow bigger and bigger. How? He started feeling the jealousy. He used to go by himself. Yes, everybody loves Habib and nobody loves me. Everybody plays with Habib and nobody plays with me. It's all Habib has all the toys and I don't have any toys. Habib is stealing my share of love from my parents. My parents supposed to love me, they take my share of love and give it to Habib. And then they are not giving me any love. They take my share of attention and give it to Habib. Habib. Since Habib was born, I didn't have a good day. Since Habib walked on earth, I became miserable. Habib. If Habib disappears, I'm going to be happy. If Habib is not here, I am going to be the happiest man on earth. How can I get Habib to disappear? Every day he's feeding his jealousy. And the fire of jealousy is what? Growing what? Big. And, you know, every time the jealousy grows big, look how your eyes change. Before jealousy, your eyes are like this. Then after jealousy, they come like this. And then like this. And then like this. And then like this. This is after jealousy. Angry. And they grew up fighting. Every day there is a fight. And guess whose fault was it? Every time there is a fight, whose fault was it? Qabil. And who was suffering? Habib. So when they go, Daddy, Qabil hit me. No, he hit me first. No, he started it. He called me mean. No. At the end, guess. When Papa sits down and listens to the story, he finds that Qabil is the one who made the mistake, and Habib, poor Habib, he's a victim. Habib is always the victim, and Qabil is always the bad guy. So Papa would take which side? Habib. Qabil said, yes, you love Habib. You never, ever, ever say he's wrong. You always say they're wrong. You are so biased. Couldn't Papa bias? Now he is not only hating his brother, now he starts to hate his dad and calling his dad biased. And same thing with mommy. You are the problem. It's because of you Habib was born. If it wasn't you, Habib would have not been born. Mama, why did you have to give birth to Habib? Why didn't you just drown him in the well and say the wolf ate him? Why, Mama? Why? Then they grew up to be young. And now it is the time to marry. It's the time to what?
Marry.
Remember, I can't marry my twin sister. I have to marry what?
to ancestor from another birth, right? Now, Habil, he was good looking, but he had a mean heart. And who cares about anybody who is good looking with a mean heart? And his sister was the same. She was good looking, but she has what? Mean heart. On the other side, Habil, he wasn't good looking, but he has what? Kind heart. Golden heart. And his sister was the same. She wasn't good looking, but she had what? Kind heart, and she was so sweet. Now, she was supposed to marry Habil, the mean guy, and Habil was supposed to marry Habil's sister. Now, Habil didn't like that. He said, what? Who do you guys want to marry? This girl? She doesn't look good. She's not good looking. Besides, she's an idiot. My brain and her brain don't stand together. We are not thinking the same way. I mean, look, my sister, my twin sister, she's cute, and she is my kind. And she's what? My what? My kind. We both think the same way. We both come up with the same ideas. I want to marry her. I want to marry her. I don't want to marry this not good-looking girl. But the rule is that Allah has put in place is you cannot marry your twin sister. You have to marry the other one. So they got in a fight. He said to Habil, Habil said to Habil, you're not going to marry my sister. I am going to marry my sister. He said, you can't. Allah said, you can't. I'm the one who's going to marry her. He said, no, you're not. You said Allah said you can't. Who said so? I haven't heard Allah. Allah! Is it right? Is it right that I can't marry her? And he's the one that's supposed to marry her? Is it right? Is Allah answering him? No! They go to Papa Adam. Papa Adam, you have seen Allah. Allah has made you. You have talked to him before you go down to earth. Did he tell you that I'm supposed to marry this girl and I'm not marry my twin sister? Papa says, yes, he told me. Oh yeah, because you're always biased. You always take Habib's side. Habib's side. You never take my side. You never stand by my side. You always take Habib's side. Huh? Papa said, okay. Then what do you want to do? He said, I want to ask Allah directly. And I want Allah to answer me. Allah wants to answer. You want to ask Allah? You want the answer to come straight from Allah? Yes. He said, how? I don't know. You figure it out. You told me that you have seen Allah. Are you lying? No, I'm not lying. Okay, you went up there, right? Right now, you find out a way to make Allah tell me the answer. The answer for what question? How? Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Good job. If he can marry his twin sister or not. Okay. Allah told the Prophet Adam, let them both give a sacrifice. Let them both give a sacrifice. The one whom his sacrifice is accepted is going to be the one who's right. And the one whose sacrifice is rejected is going to be what? Wrong. You know what a sacrifice is? Who knows what a sacrifice is? Like I can sacrifice you, you know how? I just catch you like this and bring the knife, okay? I tickle you until you stop breathing, and then I cut your neck, and then I chop you off, and then I can then give the meat to the poor and to the needy. That is called a sacrifice. A sacrifice is to take something that you have worked hard for. Okay, you worked 8 hours to buy this precious thing, and instead of using it, you give it away to somebody else. You give it away to what? Somebody else. And when you're giving it away, you say, Ya Allah, I am giving it away to somebody else because I love you. Because I love what? You. Because I love you, because I know you are pleased when I do that, I am going to take that precious thing and give it away. Ya Allah. Now, when we make a sacrifice nowadays, we take due
know which Eid we make sacrifice in? Eid al-Adha, takbir. The Eid that passed or the Eid that is coming?
Coming.
In how long? About a month? Less than a month, huh? So we can, it's time now to slaughter you and barbecue you and sacrifice you, right? We take the meat and give it where? Throw it in the trash? No, we don't throw the meat in the trash. Oh, okay, we don't throw the meat. Burn the meat? No. Then what do we do? Give it to the poor and needy. Share it. Share it with poor and needy. And share it with others, right? Okay. Now, if you take something precious, you've worked hard to earn, and give it away so that you don't use it, that's called the sacrifice. That's called the what? Which prophet was asked to sacrifice his own son? Huh? Takbir! Allahu Akbar, good job. Yes, but I was asked to sacrifice not my own son, somebody else's son. Yeah, and that's a very difficult test for me. Right? Very difficult test. Alright. Now, they, Allah said, let them sacrifice. Both of them will give a sacrifice. And the one whom his sacrifice is accepted is going to be right or wrong? Right. And the one whom his sacrifice is rejected is going to be what?
Wrong.
So, Khabib said, okay, yeah, sure, of course, Allah likes me. He's not biased like you. He's on my side. He's going to accept my sacrifice and he's going to reject the sacrifice of Habib. Yes, Allah is on my side because I am the poor victim every time you guys stand against me. Allah will stand by me. Now, here's the catch. At that time, did they have poor people? No. So when they sacrifice something, they give it to who? To the poor people? No. Then how would they sacrifice if there are no poor people? Huh? Anybody can tell me? Huh? Oh, Allah, go ahead. Takbir! That's right. They put the sacrifice on the top of the mountain. And because there are no poor people, because there are what? No poor people, and Allah wants to take this sacrifice away from the person so that the person can't use it, Allah will send the fire from heaven to burn the sacrifice. But that was because there were no what? Poor people. Now, if you want to sacrifice, there are lots of poor people. Allah doesn't need to send a fire from heaven to burn the sacrifice. But on that day, if there were no poor people, there were just the children of Adam, all of them, they had business. Habib's business was growing cattle. He was a cowboy. That was what? Whose business was that? I made a mistake. That was Habib's business. Habib's business. He was a cowboy. Right? But he didn't have these guns. He didn't have these. And guess what was Khabib's business? He was a farmer. He used to grow trees and crops and trade. He goes to his brother, says, okay, you take this fruit basket and give me this cow. They trade. So they have, everybody had everything by trading. They started doing that business. Now they want to sacrifice. Now Habib, he wanted to sacrifice. He said, oh my God, I am going to sacrifice something for Allah. Allah, how great is Allah? Allah is the greatest, right? Allah himself, I'm going to give Allah something. Oh, which cow should I get for Allah? This cow? Now, this? No, this is too little. This cow? Nah. This cow? Nah. He picked up the what? The most expensive cow. The most expensive what?
Cow.
The one that gives the most milk. The one that gives the most meat. The cow, his favorite cow. He kept looking into the ranch until he found his favorite cow. And he said, Do I have anything better? Why is he choosing the best? Because he's going to give it to who?
Allah.
Uh-huh. So if you want to give something to Allah, do you give your old shoes?
No.
How? Do you give your old clothes? No. You want to give something to Allah? You want to pick the what?
I don't know.
Huh? Pick up the best thing and give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, not like that. Put it on the top of the mount. So, he picked up the best and he kept looking. Do I have something better than that? Do I have something better than that? No, that's the best. Okay, that one, the best is going to go to Allah. That is who Habib, because he has a what? A good heart, and he loves Allah, and who knows who is Allah. Now, what did Habib do? Habib said, he went into his farm and he said, help me guys, help me pick a sacrifice. Should I sacrifice this tree?
No.
Lots of oranges are in this tree. I'm not going to sacrifice it. Should I sacrifice this tree? No, it has a lot of banana. No, I'm not going to give it away. I like banana. Should I sacrifice this tree? No! No, this tree has a lot of apples. Which tree should I sacrifice? Which tree? How about this? No, this tree has a lot of flowers. No. Why do I have to sacrifice? Why can't Allah just give me the answer like that? Why does he need my sacrifice? Daddy, the liar, tells me that Allah's rich. If he's rich, why does he need me to give a sacrifice? Well, yeah. He's rich. He doesn't care, right? So he will not care. What am I sacrificing? If it's something precious or something cheap, would it make a difference with the rich guy? No, it wouldn't make a difference with the rich guy. Let me sacrifice the weeds. Let me sacrifice the walk. You know what weeds are? Those are the trash plants. What are they? Yeah, the ones that you're supposed to go where? To the trash. He says, okay, I need to clean up my farm anyway. I need to clean up my farm what? Anyway. Help me guys, help me. Let's collect all these weeds. He made a big pile of weeds. You know how big was it? Bigger than this room. And then he went to Ali and he said, show me how big is your sacrifice. He said, look at this beautiful cow. It gives the most milk. It's the heaviest cow. It is the most precious to me. He said, this little cow! Look, I am sacrificing a mountain. A mountain of stuff. A mountain of what? Stuff. But you're sacrificing this little cow. Look, your cow is nothing when it's compared to the mountain that I'm sacrificing. Look at you. And they say you have a good heart. I think those guys don't know you like I know you. I know you very well, Happy. You are sneaky. You are like a snake. You deceive everybody so that you make them stand by you and stand against me. You tricky, sneaky guy. I know you. Nobody knows you better than me. Look, I'm sacrificing big, huge mountain of stuff and you're sacrificing little cow. Now, Allah is going to stand by my side. And Allah is going to show everybody that I am the good God and you are the right God. That's what Habib said. Habib said, okay, Allah will accept the sacrifice from the good people. From the people with good hearts. And he doesn't want the sacrifice of the people with mean hearts. Even if it's a precious sacrifice. He doesn't want the mean people or the sacrifice. We will see. Let's go to the mountain. Alright. Habib started first. He brought a big, huge car. And he took this mountain of trash. He put it on the car. It didn't fit. So he had to make several trips. Go up to the mountain. Dump the trash on the top. Go down to the mountain. Get more trash. Go up. Put it. Until he moved the pile of wheat. The pile of wheat or weeds? Weeds. He put it where? On the top of the mountain. A trash. A pile of trash. Habib dragged
That's how you have you dragged the cat. Let's go. We are going to give you away for Allah.
And he took the cat all the way to the top of the mountain, and then he got the sword, he got the, not the sword, the knife, very sharp knife, like this. Stay away from dark, closed closets. For if you are passing by a closed closet, the door might open suddenly and Tickly Monster will pull you into the closet. And Tickly Monster will have the knife.
Oh, not now. Wait until you pass by the closed closet. Sharpen the knife, sharpen the knife, sharpen the knife. And then, cut the throat of the cow. And the cow,
and the cow died.
He left it on the top of the mountain and went down. And they started praying, Ya Allah, I give you a sacrifice. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept my sacrifice. Ya Allah, stand by my side and accept sacrifice, my sacrifice. Ya Allah, I love you. That's Habib. Habib said, now I have worked so hard collecting this file of stuff for you so that you can show the truth to everybody. You should have done that on your own without me having to work hard collecting all these plants and going several trips on the top of the mountain to put them there. Huh? Why do you need that? You should have done it all by yourself. And one is praying, Ya Allah, and the other one gets the fire. Suddenly, the skies started turning dark. And between two dark clouds, a spark started. And the fire started blowing towards the earth. Towards two mountains. They were looking. Yes, fire. Here's my cow, my cow. Burn my cow. No. Don't fire. No, we got a mountain. Burn my plants. Burn my plants. No, burn my cow. The fire. Burned what?
The cow.
The cow. Oh, and it was... Oh, even Allah is biased! Even Allah is biased! Even Allah is thinking her being sorry! I should have not trusted him. He didn't show up the truth. He's thinking her being sorry. Now, I need to act on my own. Habib, you are a dead man. I am going to kill you. Because when you disappear from the face of the earth, I am going to start having a good life. Habib, I kill you. Habib was busy. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah. Habib, I will kill you. Don't push me. Alhamdulillah, Allah. Habib, I will not push me. I'm going to kill you. Today is your last day. This is your last day of your life. I am killing you. I am killing you. I am killing you tonight. He says, if you try to kill me, I am not going to try to kill you. For I am afraid of Allah. I am not going to try to kill you. You kill me, fine. I kill you, no. He said, fine. Then he came at night. Habib, when the sun goes down, Habib does what? He's tired working all day long. Habib couldn't go to sleep. He's burning the fire of jealousy. He's unable to sleep. All the way to the middle of the night, Shaitan came to him and he said, now it's time. Now it is time. Go ahead. It is your time now. Pick up the rock. Pick up the rock. Go, pick up the rock. This rock. No, this rock's too small. This rock. No, it's too small. Big, fat rock. Who? Here's the rock. This rock is too heavy. That's the good rock. That's the rock that will get the job done. Habib snoring. He came over his head and he dropped the rock. the head of Habib, the blood was all over the face. Habib's clothes became full of blood. And blood was splashing. And then he was like, I said, you robbed the rock? He said, yes. You deserve it. Of course. Now we can have a good life. Bye. Now, the moon started showing. The light started coming down. Before, the moon was behind the cloud. Now the moon is bringing in light. And he started seeing the face of his own brother. Oh my God, my own brother. Look at his head. Squished like a tomato. Oh, he is my brother. I wish I didn't do that. I wish I didn't have to do that. Now what should I do? I'm too bad, my brother. I have to go. When he started walking away, he heard the cross. And the wild animals. Going where? Towards the body of his brother. Why? Because they want to eat what? Dinner, right? They want to eat dinner. The wild animals and the cross. He said, what? You can't eat my brother. He's my brother. Go away. Go away. Hey, there's not a meal for you. Now I want to go to sleep. He wants to go to sleep. Oh, the cross and the white animals. What are eating me? The smell of blood. Ah, blood. Ah, dinner, dinner. No, you can't eat my brother. He kept waiting, guarding his body till the morning. And then now he wants to go to work. Anytime he goes away from his brother, guess what comes to eat his brother? Cross and wild animals. So he said, no, this is not going to happen. I am going to carry the body of my brother with me all the time. So he took his brother on his shoulder. And everywhere he goes, he carries what? His brother. Every time he leaves his brother and he wants to go to do something, cross and wild animals are following. They want their dinner. And he got sick and tired. He has to carry his brother from here. Going to the bathroom, he has to carry his brother. Sleeping, he has to hug his dead brother. Going to eat, he has to carry his dead brother. He got tired. He didn't know what to do. And then his brother, you know, start smelling. You know, did people start smelling? Oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Well, I can't leave the body of my brother like that to the wild animals. Allah did him a favor. Allah, after him wondering what to do, Allah sent him the answer. Guess what was the answer? Allah sent two crows. These two crows started fighting. One crow killed the other. Guess what the crow that survived the death to the crow that died? The crow was smart. He did what? He went with his feet under the ground and he started what? Digging a what? Hole. And then pushing with his leg his dead crow brother into the what? The hole. And then covering the hole with sand. This way, the wild animals can't eat the flesh of his brother. Habib is watching. And when he watched, while he was watching, Allah put in his heart that you need to do this to your brother. So Allah gave him the idea, right in his brain. He said, oh my God, I am a loser. I could not come up with the idea that the little bird came up with. I could not think about what the little tiny crow bird with little brain thought of. Oh, let me bury my brother. And then he opened, he digged a grave, he put his brother, and he covered him. And Habib was the first human to die. And he's dead. Guess what Habib did after that? Oh, remember, his dad and his uncle, they will go after him. After him for what? To punish him. To punish him for what? For killing his brother. So he did something very, very nasty, tricky, sneaky. What he did, we're going to find out about next time.
So now I want to ask you a question. What did you learn from today? If you let the jealousy grow inside you, it will make you a what? So what should you do with the jealousy when it starts in your heart? Is that with jealousy only? Or with all temptations? Any temptation. What happens when the temptation of anger starts in your heart? What do? Dismiss it. Kick it out. Otherwise it will grow and make you a what?
Monster.
What happens when the temptation of greed starts in your heart? What do you want to do? Kill it. What happens if you let it grow inside your heart? You become a monster. So what will change humans into monsters? Evil temptations. Don't let them grow. It's in your hand. You are, at the beginning, you can kill them easy. If you let them grow, then what will happen? They will control you. They will control your brains and muscles and thoughts and make you turn into angry monster, jealous monster, greedy monster, mine and mine. This is not enough. Not enough. Mine and mine and mine. So I want you to promise me, what happens when the temptation starts in your heart? Kill it. Don't let it grow. Or should you let it grow? Don't wait. Before you go to sleep, you want to kill the temptation. How are you going to kill the temptation? What's the secret? Who knows how to kill the temptation? Huh? Takbir! Allah says, anytime a temptation starts from your heart, say, A'udhu, huh? Together, huh? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And think about something else. Don't think about the same thing that made you angry. Don't think about the same thing that made you jealous. Don't think about the same thing that made you greedy. Change the subject. It changes a lot. Subject. Think about any other thing but the thought that made you angry. You promise me? Your dads and moms are going to tell me next time. Dads and moms, watch them. If they let their temptations grow inside them, tell me. Because if they do, what's going to happen to them? They will be tickled until they stop breathing, and then they are dying for an ammo tickling monster. Okay, you promise? Mommy is going to tell me, so watch out. Oh, pizza time! 1, 2, 3, go eyes to the pizza! Me first!
Hey!